This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg on Wednesday warned countries supporting Ukraine not to underestimate Russia.
Just had to be prepared for long haul. And the only way to do that is to ensure that Europe and North America stand together.
Speaking at the German Marshall Fund Brussels Forum, Stoltenberg lashed out at Russia, accusing Moscow of having bad equipment, training, and morale, among other things, as the conflict in Ukraine continues. Stoltenberg praised the weapons and equipment being delivered to Ukraine by its allies, stating they were making a difference on the battlefield. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on Wednesday maintained early June as a debt ceiling default deadline and said she will update Congress shortly about government finances.
It's highly likely that we would run out of resources to meet all the government's obligations in early June and possibly as early as June 1st.
Speaking at a Wall Street Journal forum, Yellen said it was hard to be precise about exactly which day the U.S. government will run short of funds. Some private forecasters, including Goldman Sachs and Moody's Analytics, have estimated a default could come a few days after June 1st, between June 6th and June 9th. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has entered the 2024 U.S. presidential race. He's stepping into a crowded Republican primary contest that will test his national appeal as an outspoken cultural conservative and the party's willingness to move on from former President Donald Trump. DeSantis revealed his decision in an official filing before an online conversation with Twitter CEO Elon Musk.